headlines make it so obvious. This world needs a savior. His name is Jesus Christ, and he suffered more than any member of the human race because he suffered in all of our place when he bore the weight of all sin on the cross. You know, many people say they've gone through hell, but only Christ can say that he conquered it. When people stop accepting sin, actually repent and receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, eternally good things happen. In fact, one passage of scripture really touched my heart today. 1 Peter 5:10 through 11 says, "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen." Wow. Fellow believers, did you notice that? Did you notice that in the preceding passage, God himself, yes, God himself will actually restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you? Those are powerful words after a time of testing and suffering. Those words are exactly what a battle-weary believer needs to hear. So what has tested and stretched your previous limits lately? What suffering has jolted awake your spiritual senses, so to speak? You know, since human beings reject God and snub him so readily and unabashedly in many cases, it can take a whole lot to wake up people to what is important and eternal life-saving. You know, C.S. Lewis aptly announced, "Pain insists upon being attended to. God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our consciences, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world." As we see so much suffering around us and in us, it is important to remember Jesus. And frankly, it is better to suffer now and turn to God than to be numb and waste your life for eternity. So no matter what you're enduring, know that Jesus Christ himself, God himself, wants to, quote, restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you, unquote. And he still loves you beyond description. Today, I encourage all of us to remember the cross, the empty tomb, and the clouds where he will appear triumphantly. So be encouraged, my fellow believers. For us who know Jesus, good things are eternally guaranteed to happen. And we will be victorious in Christ. And we are conquerors through him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for loving us and for not giving up on us and for giving Jesus, and that you died on the cross in our place, bearing the weight of all our sin. We thank you and we receive you and what you did on the cross. We reject sin and instead accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as Savior and Lord. We ask that you would just please do a mighty work in our country, in our hearts, in our churches. We just hold nothing back. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to please move mightily in our hearts and use us in any way you want. We just surrender and ask that you would be glorified in our lives, that we would just enjoy you and love others with your love. Please heal our country, heal hearts. Pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals and ask for your best for each request. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Remind someone that Jesus still loves them and accompany that with an action, because love is an action verb. We must do something as we love others. It's not a feeling, it's an action. So love someone and encourage someone who is suffering to look to Jesus. And remember, you can send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. God bless you, my friends. Enjoy church and enjoy Jesus every single day.